So we mentioned at the end of the last chavur that the scrub is being machadish, that there's something called the yalfusa, which is that those mazikim that are learnt from a combination of two or three mazikim, so it's not, and it has to be learned from two or three because it's not clearly the av and not clearly the toda, that's called the yalfusa. So he brings the sugya on the Avah. Avnei sakinu masa, shenichum resh agag, put a evan sakinu masa on the roof, then when a ruach mitzuya falls down. So if it's mazik along the way, on the way down, then that's clearly H. Vahadi dekazli is H. What happens if it lands and later someone trips on it? What's the din then? So once it lands, so then it's my Evan that's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim. It would seem to be Bar. There's a Bar here, there's a Bar, there's an Evan in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Problem is that Bar is Ein Koyachem Uruf Bar. Bar is a person made it completely on his own. Hair was made with the wind. So maybe you're less responsible for it. You're not responsible for it like a bar. So Mar says over there above, Eish Teichiach, because we find that Koyach Acham Urva is Chayir. Therefore, we have a combination here of bar and Eish, and this is what's called the Yafusa. Now, when you have such a Masik, what are the Hilchis saying of that Masik? Are you Chayiv on both Kalim and Tamun, or you put on both? Maybe there's a third option. One yeah, one not. How do we go? Right? Here we have the Metzius of a bar that was created by day Kayakacham Urba. A bar that was created, right? It's a bar. It's a bar sitting here, but this bar was created by day Kayakacham Urba. Now, the Bris Karav makes this a Machlekes Rishayim. If we take a look at the Sugya on the Vav, the Sugya on the Vav that we just quoted, what would you say, Misvar? If you learn the Sugya alone, Misvar, what would you say? What would you say? You chayv on both, you put on both, what would the Svar be? I would say, the Svar is that you have both Peturim. You have both limitations. Kalim is, why? Because Klape Kalim, it's not a bar. I need bar to be mechayiv. Since I need bar to be mechayiv, and Klape Bar, it's not a masik, so Klape Bar should be pata. The chiddush is to be mechayiv it. The chiddush to be mechayiv it is that I need to come out to Eish. So then, if I need to come out to Eish, so then I need the chidushim. I need bar and Eish in order to mechadish this. I need both. So in svara, I would say that it has both limitations, right? Because if I need Eish and bar to be mechayiv this, then Eish can only be mechayiv things that are not tamon. Bar can only be mechayiv things that are not kalim. So if I have a keli that got damaged in the bar here, it can't be chayiv because it doesn't have the chayiv of bar. Taman doesn't have the chayiv of eish. That's why I would have said in svara. And that's taka what the first sheet in the Rosh holds, which we're going to call sheet is Taisvis. Because we'll see that's the sheet of Taisvis. So Taisvis holds, you have both exceptions. You have, it's not a mazik of kelim, it's not a mazik of tum. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says no. You give it one name. Which name? The thing that it's most similar to, and then it gets those dinim. Once I name it, it gets the dinim of the name. So here, which one is it more similar to? To bar. It's sitting on the floor here. People trip over it. Therefore, it gets the hilchosein of bar. It's the halachas of bar. In order to be mechayiv, I need eish. No, we only need age to remove our question. We had a question over here. How could this bar be chayv aikoichach murven age techiach? But the age is not. It's not age. And this is the sheet of Taisvis of the Rosh throughout the parak. Throughout the parak, you're going to see that this is the sheet of Taisvis. We have to name the mazik. Once we name the mazik, it gets the halachas of the mazik. I needed a different mazik in order to be mechayvet. That was only to remove a question that we had. But the question is, how do we understand the Rosh? How do we understand the Rosh? So this is what the Brisker Rav is coming to explain. He's going to explain the Rosh, because the Chayra, the Chokim are very mistaber over here. The mechayv is both of them. I need both of them in order to get to first base. And Klavi Kalim, I never got to first base. And Klavi Taman, I never got to first base. So what's the Rosh saying? It is like, Zer Zakaz, I'll give it a name, and that's what it is. What do you mean, give it a name? So the Biskrov is telling us as follows, that that which Bar is potter from Kalim and Ash is potter from Tamon is Xeris HaKasim. It's Xeris HaKasim that Bar is potter on Kalim and Ash is potter on Tamon. Similarly, there's also Xeris HaKasim that a short time only pays me Gufay. It's also Xeris HaKasim. I was a full-fledged Mazik over here by Tamon, by Kalim, by Shar Tam. I was a Mazik. Can't say I was a Mazik. My Shar was Mazik. His Shar. Teretz, Xeris HaKasim, that even though you're a full-fledged Mazik over here, but in Hilchus Tashlumin, you're only Chayiv, Chatzi Nezik, or you're not Chayiv, I'm Tamon. So by Tamon, what we're saying over here is that by Tamon, Tamon also, if you burnt down a Goddish, right? My fire, I lit a fire in my backyard, and a wind takes my fire and brings it to my friend's backyard, and it burns down his Goddish. But there was something hidden in the Goddish. To say that I'm not a Mazik, Lukhari, you can't say that, because I am a Mazik. My fire, cliche, I was negligent. My fire, I left my fire burning there where a wind could come and take the fire and burn his Goddish down. So to say that I'm not a Mazik, of course I am a Mazik. Ella what? There's a din in the Torah, there's a Kasa, I'm Pata from Tashlumin. Pata from Tashlumin. Says the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, so now the Brisker Rav is very mistaber. What's he saying? Saying that there's an issa to burn down someone else's tama. That there is. Issa there is. Wherever we learn that issa out from. According to Reb Chaim, we already discussed this issa from Velo Yishmerenu. There's an issa. So of course, there's an issa to burn someone's tama. Or to make a bar to be mazik someone's kalim. There's an issa. And you're a mazik for that. Just there's a p'tor and tashlumin. I give you a mashal, this comes to mind. On Yontif, it's mutter to be mevashal, tzarech oichol nefesh. Is bishal a malacha? My malacha is also on Yontif also. Yeah, bishal is a malacha. Bishal is a, just like on Shabbos, bishal is a malacha, so too on Yontif it's a malacha. Except what? The Tzarek Aichal Nefesh, the Torah for some reason said, it's mutter. You pata on that. The Torah, even though he's a mazik, oh, he's pata for being mazik, the Talmud, pata for that. What do we gain with this? What we gain is that every Yalfusa that we learn out of both mazikin, we include both in it. So if I'm learning something out of Bar Eishan Bar, the combination includes both. It should include both. But the Biskrov is being chashed that there's two inyanim over here. The first inyan is to call it a mazik. That I need a makar to call it a mazik. And al mazik, you're a full fledged shem mazik even on tamon. Bayesh, you are a mazik on tamon. The second din is paying the tashlumim. So that's where the Rosh is coming and saying that the limud from Baranesh is teaching me that you have a shame masik over here. This Avnei Sakinim Asoy that's sitting in Rosh Hashanah that was brought here by the Ruach Metzuya gives you a shame masik. I, Klapei Tamon, I'm not a masik. No, you are a masik, because even in the world of Asia, you're a masik on Tamon. You are a masik on Tamon. Except what? There's a special p'tor in Hilchas Eish that you don't have to pay for the Tamar. Sokter Rosh. So now that I'm a full-fledged mazik over here on Tamun and on Kalim and on everything, so which dinam are we going to give it? So that's where the Rosh has been mechashed to us, that our job in every combination is to figure out what's the main mazik for the Dine Tashlumin. That's the part of the risk level. There's two inyanim here. There's one inyan of being a mazik, shemazik. Then there's a separate inyan, which is the chesayin, the dinim of it. And therefore I could be considered a mazik and still be potter. When my fire burns his gadish down and burns the hidden objects there, I'm a mazik on those hidden objects. When my bar is mazik, so it's kelim, I'm a mazik. I was oivane isetayra for that. I was oivane isetayra for me, mazik is kelim. But then there's a second halacha, that even though you're a mazik, we pati. So that now we're dining up, the Rosh says, when I have a combination, you're a mazik for Eish, you're a mazik for Bar. Which dinam are we going to give you? So that we look at the main mazik over here. So now he goes back to that base. The Gemara asked, what about the Toldis? Do they have the dinam of the Av or not? That was the Gemara's question. Kayoitzven or Lav Kayoitzven? Zog the Briskarov. Toldis also a type of Yalfusa. Toldis is also something that's being learned from a Av. So the question of the Gemara is very understood. The Gemara is asking, so what are the dinim? When the Torah said the chiddush of Toldah, that Toldah's chayv and tashlumin, I'm sorry, chayv out to mazik, the Torah is my chadish to me, that a Toldah is also a mazik, but what's the din legabe the second din of tashlumin? Was the Torah pater the Toldah? Maybe the dini tashlumim of the Torah was only said by the Av and not by the Toldah? Or it was also said by the Toldah that it's a Yafusa. Right? So again, we have here a Yafusa. We're learning out from the Av that the Toldah is a Shem Masik. Okay, you're a full-fledged Masik. You're going to Issadar Isa for being Masik. But what about the second din, which is the din tashlumin? This is the riff. The riff, according to the Rosh, the Rosh's understanding of the riff, that's what he's saying, that the pasha which is a svara, I extend the pasha to other mazikin, and it's a mazik. But the parsha of Tashlumim is Gzeres HaKasam, right? The parsha of Mazik, that's Svara. So that I can learn out Misvara, whenever the shard is Negech, with its body, that is a tolda of, that's a Mazik like the Av of Karen, let's say. That's a Svara, to make him a Mazik. But DNA Tashlumah Gzer Zakasos. Right? You understand why Tom and Spata by Aish? You understand why Caleb's Spata? You understand why it's Chatzinet? I don't understand. It's exactly so. Hilchas Tashlumim is a separate halacha over here. So Rashi is saying, good, Misvara, you can learn out a Tolda, the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, on that basis, Kishmak Akash, the Gemara is asking, on that basis of Ralin. That Misvara, I can learn out a Tolda, is a mazik like the Av. But one second, once I see that the Parsha of Tashlumim is Gzeir Sakasu, and especially like what we said back in the first year, that Bechlal, even to be a Chayiv, anything is a Gzeir Sakasu by Nesikin, Taisis and Kedushin, Bechayris, right? It's a Gzeir Sakasu that I'm a Chayiv to pay Bechlal. So who said that Gzeir Sakasu extends to the Toldo? Maybe it's only by the Av and not the Toldo? Or maybe it's also by the Tolda. That's the Gemara's question. The Maskanis HaGemara, the Tolda gets the Ptor of the Av. Now the Rosh is discussing, but what happens when I have a Yalfusa from two Avos? The Gemara was Peshit for us when I have a Tolda of one Av. That then we're going to say that the Gzeis HaKosov of the Av carries over to the Tolda. But Zok the Rosh, but what about in all those other cases in the Gemara, which we'll see a few of them, where it's a Yalfusa that's being learned from a combination? Then what's the Halacha? So says the Rosh, the Chokim say, gets both Peturim. I disagree. I say it only gets one. But that's the Shakla Tai of the Gemara, with the Rosh, yes.
Why doesn't it get all the Yudim?
What?
Why doesn't it get all the Yudim? Like, why doesn't...
Zeis HaKosim, the Av is Chayim, who said Zeis HaKosim, they're of Tolda Spata. Chayim.
The only reason why we know it's Chayim is because of the Av is what we're saying.
No, because I have a svar that since it's Doimah, so it's a mazik like the Av. But I don't know about Tashlum. Tashlum is Zeis HaKosim. I proved to you that in the beginning. The fact that Taman is Pata, the fact that Caleb is Pata, the fact that Atam is Chayv Chatzinezek, shows me that there's no logic when it comes to Tashlum. Logic is only step number one. You don't want to agree with the Brisk Rav that there's two steps, that's something else. But once you agree to the Brisk Rav that there's two sugyas over here, sugya number one is Misvara, can I be Mechayv this? So I'm using the logic of my seichel to understand what are the mazikin of the Torah and extending it to the Toldos, that's fine. But once you're starting to take Gzeir Sakasov, how can you play with Gzeir Sakasov? That the Gemara didn't know. The Maskon is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kayotzeba. Dr. Rosh, very nice. What happens when it's two of us? Then what? Kayotzeba what? Both? One? None? What are you going to do? So that's the Rosh Hashita and the Chokim held both.
But we're starting from a place that Rebbe started for sure that there's a nothing. So then I need the Torah to come on.
So what I hear today, I hear today that that remains true. It's another sugya over here, Shem Az. Right, that's what Biskrov added. That's why we continue learning the Barak. It's been voiced to hear that there's another sugyo here.
It's before the Shem Azik is...
Before after, it's on the side. They're both two sugyos you gotta learn.
No, but the Chiv of Tashlum is not because the Torah said that this is...
It's only because the Torah said. But where did the Torah say it? I'm lost at that. Where did the Torah say it?
Because this thing is similar to
Ishmael. Oh, show me a Mekarta and the Torah, hands down, I'll go right with you.
We're using Ish to make the.
You're saying Svar that this is a Masi.
And we're using Bar also to say that's a Masi. Say that's
Chayiv. Right? You just jumped. Where did you see that? I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
So how do I know it's Chayiv?
I don't. That's why the Gemara didn't even know. Right, that pays them off. Told them, "Kayoyt will have kayoyt." Zok Rashi, "Mishalim, mayim, mishalim." Zok the Rif, "Chatzin ezek or full ezek." The Gemara didn't know.
So how do I know it's Chayiv from?
I don't know. The Gemara didn't know. The Maskana in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get the Maskana. We'll see how the Gemara knew. But one thing is true, that the Gemara and the Maskana comes out that it's Kayotzebai, for whatever reason. And then the Rush comes off then. The Rush says, but one second. What about when there's two of us over here? Chalik is Rishayna.
So if I'm getting this right, so the Sfarim, I'm saying that it has the
Sheimas.
The Sheimas. The Sfarim, the Kipta Shulman is from the Kipta Shulman of
Zeres Agassi.
Meaning that you're trying for such a Sheimas?
Yeah, I didn't care for that mazik.
So if I'm similar to this, the Tolda is similar to two others, then why isn't it taken? Why isn't it more on the cover side instead of on the...
There's a custom. You understand why Taman's Pata? You understand why Kalem's Pata? You understand why Katsun
is? I'm saying on the Tzad Bar.
It's, yeah.
So
Tadbar, all this is a new mazik. New mazik in Kiyam Pusa. That's what he calls it. It's a new mazik. What tzad? There's no tzadim anymore. That's what he's saying. There's no, right? There's no tzadim anymore. Tzadim out the window. Gone. There's no tzadim. The tzadim helped me create that there's a mazik. But once I said there's a mazik, it's a new mazik. Tan Rabbanan. Esrim v'arba mazikin. We have 24 mazikin now. It's a mazik. It's a new mazik. It's a mazik of nigicha, a mazik of bi'ita, a mazik of... That's all you there. You machash, that's a mazik. The emes is Reb Chaim says the same word as the briskera. Reb Chaim, the Bech Shmuel brings B'Sher Reb Chaim a similar word. Reb Chaim, Berach Shmuel is talking about another question we once asked. We once asked, when I'm potter, when the Torah patted me for Tamar or Kalim, am I chayiv lotis de shmayim? Is there an Indian that I should still pay even though the Torah said I'm potter? He says, Reb Chaim, avada yes. Why? Because in the parasha of Bar, we didn't say you're not a masik when you masik Kalim. Of course you're a masik. You are a mazik. Except what? The Torah, there is a cost of the Torah patting you from paying. But a mazik you are. So, makes sense. Lots of isolation, right? A mazik you are. In Shemayim, they're going to patch you for being a mazik. You are Ivan Isser. Klar Isser. Even by Caleb. Even by Tomin, you are Ivan Isser. So Shemayim, they're going to punish you for that. So take care of it down here in this world. Bezdin, for whatever reason, Torah said Bezdin can't be Mechayfi. Reuven can't be Mechayfi. But Shemayim is going to hold you responsible for being Oivar Nisa. So do tshuva. Do something. That's what Reb Chaim says. So Reb Chaim saying the same part. A body's a mazik. Just the Torah for some reason patted you from paying. About mazik you are. Yeah.
One who throws the tour of paying also alleviate the idea of being a mazik.
But it doesn't alleviate the issue that you are Ivan.
Why not?
Because that's what Reb Chaim said, and Reb Riskrov said, that even though you're patted from paying, you're still a mazik. Right, that was his part. There's two things here. There's the shame mazik, which is independent of Tashlumen. That's right. That's the whole yisoyed of the briskerov that we're gonna take it. We're gonna see throughout the parak if it shtims or doesn't shtim. But we're gonna keep on coming back to this yisoyed.
And this is by any betura. There's a question.
Like what? So far we're discussing Taman, Kalim, and Chatzinezik by Karen Tam.
So those three.
Which other ones do you know? If you know of another one, you can check it out. So, okay. Now, Now, the Gemara over here, on the base on base, the Gemara is now going to go through all the toldos, one at a time. And obviously, the Gemara is trying to figure out if it's Kayetzbay or La Kayetzbay. But the Derech Agav, the Gemara is going to go through all the toldos. And the Gemara begins with Shar. Gemara says over here, Tanarabana. Gilma Aves Nemro Bishar Hakeren Vashain Vareka. And then the Gemara goes on, Keren Minolan. We start with Keren. Keren Minolan. How do we know Keren? What's the Gemara's question? What's Keren Minolan? What's Keren? So Rashi says, HaKeren Lingoyach. Keren is, the taich of Keren is Negicha. Shein Lechel. Regel Drisa Lishpa is HaKeren. Then the Gemara says Tarabani ki yigach einigich al biker. The Pasi says ki yigach. What does the word yigach mean? Negicha with the keren. Shnei vayasloi tzidkia ben kenana kane basva. Eme koya ma Hashem be'elu tenagach es arom v'goyim. Quotes the Pasi by tzidkia. Right, so Gemara starts off, Ki Yigach is Negicha. Negicha is with a Keren. How do I know Negicha is with a Keren? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk by Tzidkia, who is a Navi Sheker. The Navi Emes came and said that Babel's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Babel will destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Navi Sheker over here came and said that it's not true. Babel's not destroying Eretz Yisrael. And he made a keren over there. And it's before over there that negicha is with a keren. Gemara brings down a second basik, Tashma b'char shayre hadolai. A second basik to teach me that b'char shayre hadolai am yunagach, right? That negicha is with a keren. Okay. Now, Rashi says over here, Be'ela tenagach zaron behem amim yinagach. Alma negicha bekeren. I see from here the negicha is bekeren. Negicha is bekeren. On that the Gemara is, why do I need both psukim? So Gemara says, my voimer, v'chitei midiritei midirikabal yalfinon. If you can tell me to return me to wake up, all I can learn. Tashma. B'char shayre hadolai. So from B'char shayre hadolai, I see what it means. Faid marvai melefu gilim milsa ba'amu is just a gilim milsa, then the gicha b'karinu. Elo ma'u the same keep all the b'chorin b'etam b'muran ani mele b'tzlusha abim chuberes ema kulim u'edisi. Tashma b'char shayre hadolai. Okay. Now, what is the characteristic of Keren? What is Keren? What is Keren? So we always say, Kavanos Elahasi. Keren is Kavanos Elahasi. Now, what happens? What happens if it does something, not kavanas elahasi? It was mazik in a not normal way, a Meshunadik way, but it was not Kavanas Elasi. What would the din be? So we're going to see, what I'm bringing out is, we're going to see this word throughout the sugi over here, Orchei and Meshune. Orchei Meshune. And in Rashi, Rashi keeps on using those Lashonis throughout the Shakotai over here. When he's talking about Keren, is it Orchei? Is it Meshune? Which implies, to some extent, that if I have a case of Kavanos Elasi, which is not a normal way, which is not Orche, I may be Pata. But we have to see if that's true or not. So we have to understand what is the characteristic, again, we have to understand the characteristics of each Masi, right? Keren, Kavanos Elahasi. Shane, we say, Hanola, Zekoy, and it's the Derech. It's the Derech. Regal is derech and ain't kavanas elahasi. It does it with derech hiluchai. Right? Those are the three. So Gemara tells us over here that we have two psukim. Why do we have two psukim? Because I would have thought to make a chilek between Tzulusha and Mechuberes. What's the case of Tzulusha? Rashi says, "Kigon she'ochza abeima keren ben shineha." What happened was a detached keren, but it's in the mouth of the shar, and the shar is running around with the keren in his mouth, goring. It's going around goring. I mean, I don't understand what's the difference if it's on its head or in the mouth. What's the difference if it's attached or not? What is that, the Derech? Once more, the Derech? Why not? And then on his head is the Derech? To go, yeah?
What's the thing if he's holding the horn?
It's the Derech for Shvarim to go around Gori? When it gores, it's the Derech. But when it's the Derech in its mouth, it gores with it in its mouth. What? It makes it the Derech when it's on its head? I don't know, I'll find out where the Karen was. Was it in between his fingers or was it in his mouth?
Basic
assumption, don't make assumptions. Go see what it was.
Derech.
Why does that make it Derech? That's what I don't understand. Why makes it Derech?
What makes it a Karen versus like he just had a stick in his mouth? No,
okay, I'll answer that question also. What's the difference between a stick in his mouth or a Karen in his mouth or a Karen on his head? What's the difference?
No.
It's Kavanos Elahasik, it's out to be Masik, so it went with the Karen in his mouth. Why is that not Derech?
It's not a normal function of a...
It's not a normal function of a shard to gore at all. If it was, then you would shecht it and kill it and throw it away. You wouldn't hold on to Shvarim. It was a normal thing for it to gore. It's like a calabra.
It's a normal way to gore.
What?
It's a normal way to gore.
It's a normal way to gore?
Mice,
who cares if it's a normal way to gore? Why does that make a difference? That's what I understand. Why does that make a difference?
Well, because you have to worry about your animal. If your animal does decide to do something that it's not normally going to do, it's going to stab somebody with its horns. You know? And I have to be shy with that. It's not going to stab somebody with
its horns. See it running around with a Karen in its mouth. You don't have to worry about it?
I don't have to worry in general that he's going to use his mouth for anything like that.
What? Right? Tashma b'char shahid ha'adolai. What do I see in that pasuk? That's the derech? That mechuberes is derech? What? No, it's like this.
Even though it's the derech,
I'm chayiv?
Even though it's the derech, so we don't have to be
chayiv. So what would that have to mean? Alright, one second. The Havamina was since that Tzulusha is Meshona, therefore I'm Chayv Chatzin Nesek. and Mechuberes is not Mishon. You're telling me a Metzius, right? Everyone here just finished telling me a Metzius. Mechuberes is not Mishon. Okay. Zag the Gemara. No, even if it's Orche, it's Chati Nezik.
They didn't have to value it. It's not.
Cause what?
When it gorts, Terech is with horns. When it doesn't, but it's not, it's Terech to gore.
Right. What changed? In the Havamir, we thought, Tlush is Mishona, Mechuberes is Orche. And therefore, Orche is Chayiv Nezik Shalem, and Mishona is Chati Nezik. Kamashmalan that Mechuberes is Mishona, or Kamashmalan that Mechuberes is.
Mechuberes is not darker.
It's not darker,
it's not darker, but it's
then it's not Karen. Karen is darker than Isaac. I mean, it's not there. Karen is coming up to us. Right.
It's darker, but it's not orphan.
Oh, so now you changed your mind. That Mechuberes is not okay? It happened to me before it was okay. Now it's not okay, so that's
it's orphan. And when it gores, it gores with its horns. Therefore, it's orphan. And therefore, I would have thought that half a minute, it's Chatzin Ezek. It's a chop. So it's a Gemara, it's a confirmation that it comes to Pazik. No, so since it's not darker, it's there to go.
Oh, we didn't know dark Elazik in the beginning? That's what means Chadash in the Kamash Malach? Yeah, where in the Pasik you see that? All I saw in that Pasik was that the definition of Negicha is with Mechuberes. I didn't see anything changing on that point. Well, what changed over here? What happened over here? Where's the old Gemara? The son of the old Gemara? Yeah. No, there's the Yisviya. Where's the Tver Shmuel printed? On the Rosh, right? Is there... The old one, there was like a few pages. Where's that one? Oh, yeah. Yagma Vashem HaKadosh, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, so let me see. Okay, here, look at this. Varshin, thank you. Let's see. He quotes the Tver Shmuel, right? Is it Tver Shmuel? Okay, let's see. Tver Shmuel. The old ones were so much easier to find it. He wants to say that the Gemara and the Teretz Mimchadish to us, that the Gemara is Mimchadish to us and the Teretz, that from the Pasik, from the second Pasik. See, let me ask you another question. In the Teretz of the Gemara, what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Tashma b'char shor adoloi, and therefore, Mechuberes is chayiv. What's Mechuberes chayiv? Chatzinezik, right? What's the din by Tlusha? The Maskana. What's the din by Tlusha? Also, maybe Tlusha is pata. Maybe everything goes down in darkah. Mechuberes now becomes Chati. Tlusha, which was, right, because in the Havamina, the Gemara told me that Tlusha, in the Havamina, the Gemara said that Tlusha is less Chayiv than Mechuberes, right? What's that? In the Havamina, we said that Tlusha is less Chayiv than Mechuberes. Therefore, it made sense to all of us, right? You guys were arguing with me. The Tlusha is Chayiv Chati Nezik, and of course Mechuberes is Chayiv Nezik Shalem. So now when Mechuberes is Chayiv Chati Nezik, so Tlusha should be Oynes in Yipata Ligamri, right? Nizki Mami, Yipata Oynes. Rav Shmuel says it.
Why is it Einus?
Because no one, you know, like you said, who in the world imagines he picks up a carrot in his mouth, running around with it, and he's going to go on? No, my assumption is not like that. That's what you said. I'm throwing back at you the same thing you said to me. What are you trying to tell? Maskana is Tulusha Chayv or not. We're stuck here. The Gemara puts two dots there. Well, now what? What? You would assume yes. Well, he has a good taina. Well, yeah, I can answer his taina. It's a good taina.
Who's it from Sedeh?
Because the Svara does make sense that Shmi Chai is the same.
Includes even though it's Shakalai.
Includes also that. Includes also that.
That's what sounds impossible. That's what sounds
impossible. It says Nekicha means Lechuberis.
So why was it possible? So now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a better question, back to what I asked you before. So if Tlusha is Chayiv, even though it's Mamash Meshuna, then what is the case of Oynis by Karen? Karen, maybe Karen's never Chayiv on, maybe you're right. There's no Ptor of Oynis by Karen. Is that true? That what? Okay.
It's not
dark of
a cock, but it could happen.
It's honest. No one ever imagines that would happen.
It's something that can never happen.
Never? Then it won't happen. It never could happen. Oh, my, it could happen.
It's not dark of a cock.
Every honest could happen. Ah, it's very good. And it'll be part of which case, but it's Lushko. Oh, you're saying it, Daniel. Okay. We're gonna have to come back to this as we go on. We have to come back to a lot of things. Okay, now. What? Of what? The treasure, yeah. It's a Shash also on Rashi that talks about this. Okay, now the Rashba has a bomb question on the Havmi of the Gemara. Listen to the question. Gemara says, I have a Havmi that Tlusha is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek and Mu'ed is Chayiv Nezek Shalim by Tlusha. What's the deal by Mechuberes? So we all learned Nezek Shalim, right? Why did you learn Nezek Shalim? Maybe Mechuberes is Bata.
Huh?
Why would say Potter? Good question. Because I have no Makar. I have no Makar to be Mechayvet. Remember the rule? Rule in the Zikin is, you got a Makar, you can be Mechayvet. No Makar, can't be Mechayvet. Where's your Makar? In the Havmin, where's the Makar from Mechuberet? Ki Gach means Tlusha. Mechuberet, nice far, he's a Mazik. Okay, but what makes him Mechayvet?
Could
it
be a
Tolda
of Tusha?
What? Could it be a Tolda of Tusha? Taisa says, Imi Tlusha, Daya Kitlusha. He can't learn more than that. Taisa is bothered with this question also. Taisa is bothered. Where did you know? Where do you know Timim Chayvet? So the Rajbi gets into a big sugi over here, which isn't going to be negated to us, that we have a klal, Hamaytzi Mechaver Al Varaya. What's a Maitzi Mechaver Al Varaya? That if I want to be Maitzi from you, I need to prove that you owe it to me, that you're Chayv to me. I can't just come over to you and say that you're Chayv me money. I need to prove it. I need to bring a Raya. What happens when we have a Suffolk if you owe me money? Maitzi Mechaver Al Varaya. It's a Suffolk if you're Chayv or not? Maitzi Mechaver Al Varaya. Our Gemara's mashma that by Nezikin, Golachomra, we have a suffix. We don't know if the Torah Kiigach is including, if Kiigach includes Mechuberes or not. Maybe it only includes Tlusha, or maybe it includes also Mechuberes. So Gemara says, okay. So therefore, it sounds like from our Gemara a little that we're going Lachomra. Is that a true rule? Basically, what I'm asking is, does the klal of a Maitre Chaver al Varaya apply to Nezikim or not? We can have many Gemaras, where the Gemaras that end off with a Teku. Gemaras that have a Machlaikis. Safi. Gemaras that have a Safi. Does Aish include this or not? Teku. Bar. Teku. When I have a Teku in Nezikim, do we go to Chumra, or we say a Maitre Chaver al Varaya? The Chumra you have to pay or not?
Explain the rush that the Mr. Rav is going to explain.
And yet what do we do? We don't do that. We go to Chumra. We say it's bar as a human race. We don't really see that. The rush says go with the main one. Oh, the other sheet he's saying?
No, but even in
Taisis?
The rush was giving the turim of. But I guess if he's picking one, then there's no one that's in the right.
So on this, we're going to see this Tumalchim and this Rashba. Know the Rashba well? It's a Reb Reuben and there's Reb Baruch Beh. To understand it. But we're not going to see the Rabbi Akhba inside because he goes off tangent to many different things. But the Yisai that he says is also Chassam Sefer for the Hungarish Yidin over here. But he says a beautiful cloud that I want you to think about. I'm just going to end with the idea. The idea is going to be there's two types of Sfeikis. There's a Suffolk. When I have a suffix, is this Aish or it's not Aish? That's a suffix, which is a suffix of a Maitre Chaver al Varaya. Am I chayv to pay or am I not chayv to pay? But when I have a suffix, what the taich of the pasuk is, and we come out with a taich, we even though we had a suffix, what the taich of the pasuk is, but we the pasuk means only one of those two things. And that's not a suffix. Then when we come out with what the pasuk means, right, when we come out with what the pasuk means, then you're going to be chayv like that. Okay, you'll see what I mean, Claire. We'll discuss it, Claire. That's our advice. We have to look at Tosfos during Masva Avo, the Rashba, and then I'll give out the other Maramukai mice to get a better idea of it, okay?